You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on a Sunday morning. I'm Mark Purcell. As part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a conversation with Dr. John Link about the fifth edition of his Breast Cancer Survival Manual in about 20 minutes. And later, Linda Sider will fill you in on Caracol, the organization that provides housing and support services to individuals and families living with HIV/AIDS. Metro has been surveying people who ride the bus and those who don't about what they'd like to see from the service in coming years. The final results aren't quite out yet, but some preliminary findings are available. Marianne Zalesnik talks this morning with Metro spokesperson Sally Hilvers.
Good morning, Sally. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you've been working hard to try to engage the community and talk with people who do and do not use Metro and get some findings. What have you found out? Anything surprise you?
We've had a really, really busy summer. We had thousands of people complete surveys for us out at major events. I mean, if you were at Taste of Cincinnati juggling your hot dog at the same time you were trying to complete a survey, we thank you for that. We also did online surveys. What we've been doing is trying to determine what the community really wants Metro to be and to become. We did this many years ago. We've updated that plan as we've created things that came out of the plan. But, you know, at this point, it's been a number of years since we've really asked the community what they wanted us to be. And that's really what it's been about this summer.
So let's talk about what you found out. What are some of the good things that you heard? What did they like?
Well, I've only seen the preliminary report so far, so I can't give away too many of the secrets. But I think that it's not surprising that as our community is aging, there seemed to be a need for services for people who are getting older and maybe not driving as much as they used to, or maybe not as comfortable behind the wheel. So a lot of neighborhood-type services seem to be emerging as something that our community is interested in. But also, a lot of people getting to jobs, especially downtown and uptown. They want faster ways to get there. You know, riding the bus just may not be what they had in mind. There's an express service near them, that's great. But I think faster service, especially on the major routes coming into downtown and to uptown, really came out as strong findings for us.
How many people ride the bus these days?
Probably be surprised, about 17 to 18 million a year in total number of rides. On a day without school students, about 60,000. So a lot of people are choosing transit, especially people who work downtown. Surprising statistic is that about 20% of the people who work downtown ride Metro. And every day I look out of my windows, I'm thinking, think of all the additional car capacity we'd have to have, the parking, the road system to be able to accommodate that if another 20,000 people decided they were going to drive downtown instead taking Metro.
What are some of the more popular routes? Are they within the city or are they more coming from other counties into Hamilton County?
Only about 10% of our service is express service. That is people coming in from the suburbs primarily to work downtown or uptown. Still a very important group, again, trying to free up the highway capacity, the road capacity, the parking in uptown and downtown. Very important group, but really 90% of our rides are within the city of Cincinnati. A lot of people who live in the major corridors, Glenway, Coleraine, Hamilton, Madison Road, Montgomery Road, use our service every day, sometimes as a primary means of getting around, other times just as a convenience. So again, a lot of people moving around, especially in the uptown area, the University of Cincinnati, a lot of students taking our service. So it's a surprising number, but yes, about, I guess, 40,000, 45,000 a day.
What's the cost to ride the bus?
Oh, it depends on where you're coming from, Marianne. Where are you coming from?
Give me the basics. If you're just riding around Cincinnati, what's
no problem. Within the city of Cincinnati, it's $1.75 base fare, and that'll get you a ride anywhere. If you're coming from our furthest distance, which would be Kings Island area, it's a $4.25 ride one way. But again, who'd want to fight the traffic on 71 some days? So it's really a convenience. We use the shoulder lane in that case and actually can speed people past the traffic on I-71, which
now,
is kind of fun.
That's been going on for a little while. Has that been successful?
Oh, it's been fabulous. I think our customers like to sit there and wave at the people sitting in traffic. They really enjoy that. But it works well. I understand that the Transit Authority of Northern Kentucky is looking at a similar program for 471 in the next couple of years. And again, it just gets people home maybe 5 or 10 minutes faster than they would normally, sometimes even more quickly than that. But it's been a very good program. No accidents, no real problems to report with it, even after a number of years in operation.
So you don't have problems like if there's a car broken down or something like that, you can work around
that?
They
tend to use the right shoulder. We use the left shoulder, the center type shoulder, and just zip right past those cars as they're sitting there.
And those shoulders are cleaned, I guess, right?
They are.
So you can get
through
there without
trouble. The Ohio Department of Transportation does that for us.
What do you think some of the biggest challenges you are facing? I assume finances are part of it. That money always seems to be a big issue. What are you facing over the next few years?
You know, we are government. We are a government entity. A lot of people may not realize that, but just like the road system, we are subsidized. About a third of our revenue comes from our customers, from fares, but the rest of it primarily is tax support. Local is about half, and then federal and state supplement the rest. And funding is a major consideration, especially at a time when gas prices are high, people are turning to transit as an option. And in some cases, we've got buses so crowded that it may be difficult for them to ride at a particular time. So we'd love to be able to expand, but to do that takes money. So that is our major challenge. You know, we've really gotten a lot of the other challenges under control as far as fleet. Our fleet is looking great. We're 20% hybrid right now, or mini hybrid, which means our fleet is much cleaner for the air in the area. So
does that save you money on fuel as well, or do you pay more because the buses cost more?
You know, they claim it's pretty much a wash by the end. A bus lasts about 12 years, and a hybrid bus initially costs more. But over the course of its life, it should be saving us that much in fuel. You know, these hills in Cincinnati kind of play games with hybrids in general. If we have to go up a lot of hills, we don't get quite the same fuel efficiency that we would have hoped for from those. But there's still saving us money. Haven't seen an actual amount. We saw something very interesting a few weeks ago, and that was an all-electric bus. Brought it into town, played with it on the hills. It worked great.
And I hear it has a 10-minute charge. That's the interesting part to me.
Yeah, plug it in. No, don't plug it in. You actually put it over a docking station. But yeah, it recharges in 10 minutes. It's really incredible. And that's something we'll look at. The initial costs on that are high, so we'll probably wait till they come down a little bit. But that is on our agenda to seek some federal funding for electric buses potentially.
Now, what will you be doing? Your survey, you said you're still getting all the preliminary results. When will the finals be coming out, and what will you do with that information?
Well, you'll see the final soon. I saw the preliminaries within the past 3 weeks, and they looked really great. By November, we'll be prepared to talk to the community about what we understood from the people we talked to this summer, from focus groups, from research, from all the surveys that were done. We'll be prepared to bring that out to the community, hold it out to them, and say, is this correct? Is this what you said you wanted? And then our planners will go back one more time, take any additional input we get to refine the plan. By the end of the year, we'll have the final plan ready. And then behind the scenes, we'll be playing with the plan, kind of see when it can be implemented and what will be necessary to make it happen the first 3 months of next year. And then we hope to bring our true plan of what we're going to do with this out to the community by the second quarter of 2013.
Is it too late for anybody to get any thoughts in, or can you still take some information in?
Oh, please send them in, because we're still in the refinement process at this point. You can just go to www.go-metro.com, submit it just a comment there. You can even call me, Marianne. I'll give you my private number. It's 513-632-7681. And again, people can feel free to call and just ask for Sally. I'm the only one there. Share your comments, and we'll make sure the planners get them.
You're the only Sally there.
I am the only Sally at Metro.
Not the only person there.
Well, no, the only Sally.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Take care. Thanks again.
I've been talking with Sally Hilvers. She is the spokesperson for Metro. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.